I have an important announcement on progress for the President's agenda. I'm pleased to announce that an agreement has been reached to lower prescription drug prices for seniors and families in the Build Back Better legislation. Fixing prescription drug pricing has consistently been a top issue for Americans year after year, including the vast majority of both Democrats and Republicans who want to see a change because they simply cannot afford their medications. We've heard this from people across the country who have serious illnesses and can't afford their medicine. What a painstaking position to be in. It's horrible. Today, we've taken a massive step forward in helping alleviate that problem. By empowering Medicare to directly negotiate prices in Part B and Part D, this deal will directly reduce out-of-pocket drug spending for millions of patients every time they visit the pharmacy or doctor. It will cap out-of-pocket spending at $2,000 per year, ending the days where a life-changing diagnosis could mean thousands upon thousands of dollars in new expenses. And it will reform the entire industry to stop price gouging. And it will reform the entire industry to stop price gouging and change both drug company and health insurer incentives to make sure our country's drug pricing system benefits patients, not corporations. I want to thank many of my colleagues who worked on this, Senator Klobuchar, who was here, Senators Wyden, Murphy, Cortez, Masto, Bennett, and Kelly, Senators Shaheen, Hassan, and Smith for their leadership on insulin. The price from insulin will go down from $600 an injection or a dose to $35, which is where it should always have been if we would have had proper laws in place. And Senator Sinema has told me she supports this agreement, so I think we're there.